promised. We're joined right now by a center for UCF on the season. He averaged 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks per game. He is UCF's all-time leader in field goal percentage in a season and blocks in a career. UCF, 23-8 this season, 13-5 in conference play. They are a number 9 seed in the East, and they take on VCU on Friday. That is a CBS game, of course, 9:40 p.m. Eastern time. Taco Fall is my guest. Taco, it's so nice to have you on. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's great to visit with you. So UCF is going to the NCAA tournament, Taco, for the first time in 14 years. What was it like on Selection Sunday when you saw the team's name come up and you knew that you were going to go to the tournament?
I mean, that feeling was just indescribable. We've been waiting for this moment. I mean, ever since I got to UCF, that's something that I've been wanting to do, and it wasn't easy. The guys were in a lot of work. We went through a lot as a team, but we fought through it, fought through a lot of injuries last couple of years. But most of the guys came back, and we built the chemistry up, and we were finally able to pull it off. I mean, it was just indescribable.
Taco Fall, my guest, what about you individually? For instance, I want to get to your journey in a minute, but when you decide to go to UCF, it had been a program that had not been having a lot of basketball success. So what's it mean to you personally to be a part of the team that brought that program back to the NCAA tournament?
It means a lot. I mean, coming to UCF, I wanted to leave my mark. I wanted to do something that not many people were able to do, and I'm blessed to be able to accomplish that and be in that position. But that's definitely something that I wanted to do, come to UCF and leave my legacy here. And I've worked towards that the last 4 years. And I just put my head down and I was like, I'm going to do it. And I've had a lot of help with, the coaches, with my teammates. And it's just, I'm blessed to be able to be in that position.
UCF big man Taco Fall is my guest. Now, as I mentioned, your journey really is remarkable. Take me back. When you were growing up in Senegal, the story goes that your grandmother liked basketball. What did you think of basketball, though? Were you a basketball guy or maybe more of a soccer guy?
I was more of a soccer guy. I mean, I played soccer, not organized soccer, but like for fun. Back home, most of the kids play soccer. So after school, sometimes we would go, especially during summer breaks, we would just play soccer all the time. But my grandmother was really the basketball fan in the house. I wasn't really into basketball. I didn't understand the rules or anything. But I started getting pretty tall, and people started approaching my mom about me, like, potentially playing. But I never went through with it until I was 16 years old. And that's when I met this guy from this Flying Star Academy. His name was Ibrahim. He came over to my mom and talked to her about the possibility of me being able to come over to the States and being able to pursue my education, because that was very important for my mom. And at the same time, started to train and become a basketball player. And she accepted. And 6 months later, I was on my way here, and I was on my way to Houston.
Taco Fall joining us. That's amazing. So just so we're clear, how old were you when you left your family in Senegal and you came to the United States? How old were you? And at that point, how much basketball had you played?
I was 16. The amount of basketball, probably for like 6 months. That was the time that I spent at that Trying Star Academy. The guy that came over and talked to my mom. But before that, I never really played basketball. And then my first basketball game was here in Houston. When I came over here to state.
Taco, it seems from the outside anyway, it seems like that would be incredibly hard and really brave to leave your family at such a young age. What was that like for you at that time?
It was very hard. I pretty much, my dad lived in Cincinnati, but I wasn't with him. I grew up pretty much with my mom. She raised me, so it was very hard not being able to be there with her and my little brother. He was 6 years old at that time, so it was just us. So leaving them behind was really hard for me. And coming to the States, I didn't know pretty much anybody. And I never played basketball before, so I had to go through the growing pains of, just learning the game and everything. But thank God I was able to pick things up pretty quick, even though it wasn't easy, especially with the body type that I had. I had to get stronger, I had to get faster, because I never really, I played some soccer, but I wasn't really a great athlete. So I had to just keep working. And like I said, I had a lot of help from people just pushing me, constantly pushing me. And then the more I played the game, the more I started to like it. And then that's when I started really getting better. The more I liked it, the more I wanted to learn about the game. So I started to watch a lot of videos. Like I started to go on YouTube and watch a lot of great players, a lot of big specials, and just started to study the game and try to replicate whatever I was watching. And just from there, I just started getting better.
UCF big man Taco Fall joining us. So when you were watching YouTube, who were some of the bigs that you were studying and you were watching?
I started with a lot of old school bigs, Kareem, Hakeem Olajuwon, some Bill Russell. There wasn't a lot of Bill Russell clips that I could find, but a lot of Bill Russell clips that I saw were more like defensive clips of him blocking shots. And he had this one called The Art of Blocking Shots. There was that, and Shaq. I watched especially Shaq, and more. But at that time, Dwight Howard was still, you know, pretty big. So I used to watch Dwight. So mostly those bigs.
Taco Fall joining us, a big man for UCF. So Taco, earlier this month on senior night, your mother Marianne came from Senegal to watch you play. That was the first time you had seen her in 7 years. What was it like when you saw your mom at the airport?
It was very emotional, mostly on her part. I don't think she expected to see me, like, because when I left, I think I was 7'2", and I was skinny as a stick. But now I'm 7'6", 300 pounds. So when I left, I was pretty much a boy. But now she came back and saw a man, and she just broke down, and I went to comfort her, and it was really emotional.
It's incredible. So what was it like to have her at that game and to watch you play?
It was amazing. I mean, that I tried during throughout all that week. I mean, we had a pretty big game coming up, so I was really trying to lock in on the game. But at the same time, I just couldn't help but think. I felt like I was dreaming. Like, not one day have I not just thought about that moment, and finally to see it happen. It was just I couldn't describe it how I felt.
Taco Fall, my guest. One more thing about that. You beat Cincinnati that day, and the fans stormed the court, and then you went to find your mom. I mean, it feels like something out of a movie. She described hugging you after the game as, quote, "It was like the day he was born when I held him in my arms. I can't describe the joy of seeing my son play for the first time." I mean, Taco, that is so heavy and so emotional. What was it like to share such a big win with her?
I mean, hopefully we can share many more moments like that. Like she's been my biggest cheerleader. She's the most important person in my life. Her and my little brother, pretty much. And I've had a lot of great moments, but just for the fact that both of them were there made that moment probably one of the best moments in my life ever.
Now, it's still challenging on the floor, though, right? Like, teams do not know exactly how to deal with you, and you get fouled all the time, and there actually have been times when you've heard opposing players or coaches even say, go after his knees. What's it like when you hear that?
I used to really get mad at it because I just couldn't understand, especially where I'm coming, where I come from, the culture where I come from. Like, how would you tell your players to do that and hurt another player, which, you know, and this is my career. This is what I love to do, and you never know what can happen. I can get hit wrong, and my career is over just like that. So, but now I just try to fight through it and not think about it. I mean, I look at it as for the referees. I mean, if people are human. People make mistakes. I don't think I get officiated, like everybody else. It may be hard because I'm not like everybody else. So, people get away with a lot of stuff that they do, especially when the court is so congested and I have so many people around me and all these fouls. I think that's actually how I hurt in my shoulder. I had a labrum tear from just all the banging that used to get me on the court. But now I'm just kind of used to it and try to fight through it.
Taco Fall joining me for another few moments. That said, Houston coach Kelvin Sampson said after a game, you guys had a huge, huge win. He said after the game that they did not have an answer for you, and that on defense, you take away half their playbook because of everything you do and how active you are. So how much pride do you take in the fact that you've developed your game to the point where you can take opponents completely out of the game on defense?
I mean, it's just knowing my value on the court. I started I just at some point I started realizing the gift that I had, and that could really change the game in so many ways, both offensively and defensively. There's nobody in the country that has my length. And for big my size, I feel like I'm pretty mobile. I can move, and that's something that I've worked on. I've not always been like that. I've really worked hard and studied a lot of things for me to be able to get here. And now it's just about using my abilities and playing to my to the way I know I can.
Taco, you know, you mentioned Kareem, and I can remember talking to Kareem back in the day, and conversation honestly did not go very well. And I remember the comment that he had made, or somebody had made, that it's not easy to be a 7-footer in a 6-footer's world. Your friends and teammates talk about the fact that when you go out in public, people constantly want to come up to you and they want to take photographs and they want to talk to you because you're 7'6" and you're always very kind when that happens. So how do you go about dealing with that?
I mean, now I'm kind of used to it. That's how I was raised. I feel like it's kind of rude to just, when people come up to you, you always try to be as nice as possible. That's why I'm really good at it. And now I'm just kind of used to it. But at the same time, like Kareem said, it's hard to be, that big, especially in this world. And I definitely don't like being seen as a freak because that's what it may seem like. But for the most part, I'm pretty nice about it. The way I think about it is, if I saw someone that was 10 feet tall, I probably would be amazed too, and would try to come up to him and ask him questions and things like that. But now I feel like a lot of people know me just not by my height, but by the other things that I can do. And for me, it's just bigger than basketball. Basketball is part of, it's a big thing that I do, but I'm more than that. So, yeah.
You are more than that. In fact, I know you had a deal with your mother that said that you had to get a degree, and you're going to graduate as a double major. So you are more than basketball. Taco Fall, UCF center. He is the all-time leader in field goal percentage in a season and blocks in a career. They are a 9 seed in the East, and they take on VCU on Friday. Taco, could not be happier to have you on the program and to meet you. Thank you very much for the conversation. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Could not be more impressed. What an awesome dude. Man, smart. Really, really smart, and has made himself into a really good player. 1-800-636-8686. Trying to get you as many different angles and get you ready for the NCAA tournament. UCF, VCU, Friday, 9:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. That was Taco Fall, UCF Knight Center.